What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettey along with Charlie Long in studio handling everything. I want to tell everybody, because we've had a number of callers ask us about how we'll handle this Thursday. We'll start at 4 o'clock right here on the Big 870. Deuce McAllister, Mike Hoss, they'll be at the Saints camp, and they'll have an opportunity to talk to the new head coach of the Saints, Kellen Moore, Executive Vice President, General Manager Mickey Loomis, Doug Nussmeier, Brandon Staley, the new defensive coordinator, Jeff Ireland, President of the College Personnel with the Saints, the Vice President of Pro Personnel, Michael Parrington, Thibodeau guy, E.D. White. I've been knowing Mike a long time, knew his dad real well. Special Teams Coordinator Phil Galliano, also Terry Joseph, headed back to Louisiana, and he's their pass game defensive coordinator. That'll be from 4 to 6, and then at 6 o'clock, starting right here on the Big 870, myself, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Steve Geller, and we'll be joined a little bit later by Mike Hoss and Deuce McAllister. Jeff Nowak will handle everything from the Saints facilities. We'll be at 504 Golf and Entertainment, the new golf facilities on 3800 Howard Avenue in New Orleans. So we'll take you all the way through the first round of the draft and probably end this up around 11:30 that night. And we'll give you the details of what's happening Friday and Saturday. But coming this Thursday, man, you don't get to hear a lot of these executives and assistant coaches talk. But we'll have that, and they'll be talking to Deuce and Mike Hoss 4 to 6 Thursday afternoon right here on the Big 870. And then starting at 6, it'll be the Cajun Cannon, myself, Steve Geller, and then Deuce and Hoss will join us. And Jeff Nowak will handle things from the Saints facilities. You can hear all that right here on the Big 870 WWL. Charlie, we talked a little bit about this, about Georgia having Mikael Williams. And it is so, to me, Jalen Walker along with Mikael, that late in the process now, you get all these teams want one more look, one more talk with these two guys. And over the last 5 years, Georgia has put 49 players in the NFL, 13 of them in round one. Now, team that's put the second most has been Alabama. They put 46 players. Where they got Georgia? Staggering. 18 of the 46 in round one. Michigan, 45 players, six of them first-round picks. LSU with 43 players, 10 in round one. And I think this number is going to change a little bit. Ohio State's got 36, 10 of the 36 going round one. But Ohio State may break the record this year. with the most players picked in one draft class. Unbelievable. The talent. That's why they won everything. That didn't take anything away from Ryan Day. Man, did he have a loaded roster?
No, and if he didn't win it all this year, they would have run him out of town. It was that close. Ryan Day got lucky that this year was the first year of the 12-team college football playoff, because otherwise, you know, they're the 8 seed. They're not even getting into the field. But they got in with that talent. As you mentioned, I mean, listen, Mike, they have multiple defensive linemen that are going to be picked, with Ty Leak and then JT and also Jack Sawyer up front. And then offensive line like Simmons, but then they also have Donovan Jackson, and then they have the running back duo with Travion Henderson.
McLaughlin at center, we didn't get to see because he got hurt.
Yeah, didn't he tear his, it was a major injury. Yeah. I don't remember if it was an Achilles or an ACL, but he missed like the end of the season. And he was one of the best centers in the country.
Guess where he started? Alabama.
Yeah.
He was at Alabama and transferred to Ohio State, and you think about the quarterback, the two Abuka, running backs, man.
The top receiver.
Abuka at receiver. Man, they got some talent at Ohio State. And so that number next year, I don't think Ohio State's going to be in that spot. So you can look for that. But it's funny how those numbers haven't changed a lot in watching Georgia, Alabama, Michigan, LSU, Ohio State, and churning out players. But if you turn just a little bit and look around, you can hear the hoofbeats of another team, and that's Texas. The Longhorns are going to be putting out some NFL talent big time. One thing you got to give Sark, man, he's really recruited and developed those players really well.
And, Mike, you brought it up back in the college football season. Obviously, Texas had a fantastic team with loads of talent. But the way that Sark and their recruiting staff has rebuilt the trenches at
that
Texas.
That wasn't there before.
To kind of match the physicality that you see every week in the SEC, that's why Texas is kind of back on the map, is their play up front, offensive and defensive lines. And they're going to have a couple guys up front that are picked this year.
Kelvin Banks, right. Jr., who I think will be a top 15 pick in this draft class.
Their left tackle.
Who's played left tackle. He started for 3 years at Texas. He's an 18-year-old freshman starting at Texas. And so, similar to Will Campbell, exact same situation. He was super highly recruited. I know LSU was on the list. And I think he had early committed to Oregon. And then Mario Cristobal left to go to Miami or Florida. Mm-hmm. And then Sark, he jumped on that real quick. And Banks has been a terrific player for him.
And then on the defensive line, like a guy like Alfred Collins is going to be one of the top defensive tackles taken probably on day two.
And a young man from Holy Cross.
Yeah, there you go, Baron Sorrell. And I didn't realize he was from Holy Cross.
Yeah,
we had a text that was asking for, you know, your evaluation of Baron. I only know him as a Texas guy. We talked off air about this. We see him kind of as an early day three pick.
Yeah, I think fourth or early fifth round for him. The one thing I know, he's been well coached at Texas from a technique standpoint, and he can run the field extremely well. So I think you're looking at from the mid-fourth to the early part of round five that you'll see him get picked. But young man right in the backyard here at Holy Cross High School. When we come back, we'll have on with us. She covers the NBA and also the NFL for Fox Sports, Jen Hale. Right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTillo along with Charlie Long. And on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line, she covers the NFL, also the NBA for Fox Sports, Jen Hale. Jen, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Oh, my pleasure. Always a good time with y'all. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Jen. Jen, probably no media person knows Miss Gail Benson as well as you do. And, you know, we understand the relationship with Joe Dumars and Mickey Loomis. But from what you know, was this decision to put Joe Dumars, basically head of basketball operations, is that solely Gail Benson's choice?
Yes. Gail has entered her own era, I would say it. It's been fun watching her journey, of course, for all of us. For me, with her as a mentor, you know, she's been very careful to respect what was put in place by Mr. Tom Benson and the folks that he put in place, the decisions they made. But she really feels comfortable now that she's ready to take over the reins of this thing in a more full and complete way. And now she isn't hesitating when she feels like something's wrong, such as the situation with Dennis Allen after that disastrous game against the Broncos in the Dome. That was well documented. Mickey Loomis thought that DA should be given more grace. It was Gail Benson's call to say, nope, I am done. We're bringing in someone else, returning the page. And she did the same thing in this situation. And obviously the Pelicans desperately needed a refresh. Similar to the Saints, yeah, there were a ton of injuries that necessarily weren't necessarily one person's fault. However, you've got to do something different, right? You're going to lose the fan base. You're going to lose the respect of the players. You're going to lose the buy-in from the locker room. And she understood that, and so she made the tough decision.
Jen, when you look at it, Griffin getting pink slipped, for me, this ball's down. I know with Brandon Ingram, it didn't end right the last couple months because you got basically kind of dimes on a dollar in exchange back for him. But this became a situation where Griffin could never really make it work with Zion. Now, some of this got to go on Zion's part, too, now, as far as getting himself in shape, the focus, the maturity part. But the relationship between the two of them always seemed a little odd. I don't want to say they were an odd couple, but it was odd kind of how their interactions were with one another. I know you were there to see it kind of firsthand, but I think it basically came down to they couldn't make it work with Zion, and that's why he's not here anymore.
Yes, and he was losing the locker room. make no bones about that. So I think there are two dynamics at play here. First of all, the franchise desperately did not want another number one pick trying to force their way out of New Orleans, harking back to the Anthony Davis situation. So when Zion arrived, they rolled out the red carpet, anything and everything to keep this guy happy. Well, it might sound like a good philosophy, but when you treat anybody that way, that they're above the rules, let alone such a young person, you're going to foster and get bad results. And that's why we saw things like missing planes, skipping shoot-arounds, not showing up for the game until, 15 minutes before tip-off, so didn't warm up with the teammates. There were never any consequences. And, I think Griff would be okay with me sharing this. He thinks that was, if not his main mistake in his Pelicans tenure, top three. The way that Zion was just given carte blanche at such a young age, and it definitely, I think, slowed his development as a professional. When you look at guys who do the right thing day in, day out, second in, second out, like a Tim Duncan type of person. Certainly, yes, Zion has some personal responsibility in that, but also the organization has some in the way that they let him be above the law, so to speak. And then there were some questions about how Zion's different injuries were handled. And this has been such a difficult, messy water to navigate from the jump. Yes, his weight's been an issue. There have been personal issues at play. And there was some mistrust on the part of Zion and his family towards Griff and the training staff and the way that certain injuries were handled. And when you have players bringing in their own doctors and double downing and they're saying, well, my doctor's saying this and the team doctor's saying that, you're going to find yourself in some very difficult waters to smoothly navigate, because you've got two different people, two different sets of experts, two different sets of opinions. And I think there was some concern on Zion's family's part that are they making the best decision for Zion long term, or are they making the best decision for the team in the moment? And I'm not saying that's true, but I'm saying that is what the family was concerned about.
Should I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but I think what you're trying to say is that I think Joe Dumars will try to make it work with Zion.
Absolutely, he will. And I like this hire for so many different reasons. First of all, Joe Dumars is a winner. Look at every stop he's ever made, from his amazing playing career collegiately in the NBA, then what he did with the Pistons as a team executive, and then being in the NBA office, the association office. He knows the politics, he knows the players, he knows how to speak that language. And I think that's one thing that has been a bit of an Achilles heel for this ownership group. They know how to do it with the NFL, but the association, it's a different ha-ha ball game, a different set of rules, and they've approached everything with that NFL mindset instead of that NBA mindset. And Joe Dumars is going to know how to speak that language, walk that walk, talk that talk. And I think that's going to help tremendously just with the politics of it. And then, look, he's done it, right? Look at what he accomplished as a player. It's going to be much harder to tell him no, to slack on him, than it is on somebody who's never played the game at that level.
Jim, we've had a lot of detractors on our text line, on our call line, talking about the end of his tenure in Detroit and how, after they made that incredible run of six straight Eastern Conference Finals and winning the NBA championship in 2004, and Joe Dumars wins the Executive of the Year in 2003, everything worked out really, really well early on in his tenure in Detroit, and then things kind of crumbled a little bit towards the end, and that's why he hasn't served this kind of lead executive role of an NBA franchise since 2014. He had a couple different roles with Sacramento. He was most recently with the NBA league offices. But, there's that, and then there's the kind of timeline of all this. We've talked to a couple different reporters about it, and they've kind of all echoed the same thing, that this was something that's been kind of in the works for months at this point. Yes, the timing, one day after David Griffin gets fired, that they're finalizing a deal with Joe Dumars, it's not the best look necessarily, but this is something that had been decided for quite some time.
Look, I understand what you're saying, Charlie. Yeah, sure, it's the optics aren't the best, but this is how the business works, and everybody knows it. If you were going to be a coach or an executive in any professional sports league, show me one who hasn't been fired somewhere. Because you take the blame when things go south, and just like life, you can't be on a high uninterrupted for 10 years, right? I think Joe Dumars is going to be a great fit. And I hope, yes, I do believe, but I also hope and would expect that this organization knew where they were going to go weeks, months ago before they decide to fire Griff. And while everything was crumbling and the Pelicans were dropping 10 games in a row, you're not doing your job if you're not looking for what comes next and what do we change. That would be the very definition of complacency and irresponsible ownership. So, yes, I believe they were putting this in place months ago, and they should have been. That's how franchises get not leftovers, but the person they think can really take the organization to the next step.
Do you think Willie Green is the coach for the Pelicans in 2025-26?
I think Dumars will give him one more year. I do. Now, I will be curious to see what type of consultants and what type of advisors he wants to bring in. I'm already hearing from – I'm in Denver right now doing some stuff with the Nuggets. I'm already hearing from friends across the league about different faces we're going to be seeing in New Orleans soon. So Dumars is certainly hitting the ground running. There's going to be a lot of changes, a lot of new faces, and I think that refresh is going to be just what this franchise needs because what you're doing isn't working, and you have to shake up the locker room culture. Not only are players a bit complacent, but so many of them want out. And I think Joe Dumars and some of the people he's looking at bringing in can change that. I think if Willie doesn't have success in New Orleans, he's going to have success somewhere. He's a wonderful person and a really good coach. Now, he needs a yin to his yang, certainly. And I trust and believe that Dumars is going to give him that opportunity to bring in that yang. And if there's resistance there, then I think he might see a change in the coaching position.
And I've actually brought this up a couple times about Willie Green, that if he is, you know, moved on from with this new front office and the new look, the new faces coming into New Orleans, that he's going to get a job somewhere else immediately. I know there's already buzz from Jake Fisher saying that Phoenix, who just recently fired Mike Budenholzer, is potentially interested in bringing Willie Green in. You know, I know they've had basically 8 coaches in the past 10 years, but he's got connection
there.
Okay,
wouldn't that be funny after Monty went there?
Exactly, yeah. He was a former, but he was on Monty's staff from 2019 through 2021, so it would make sense. But at the same time, you know, you're saying that Joe Dumars and Willie Green, I think that there was also something that I was reading that they already have a connection as well. So we'll see about how that works. But you're thinking that he's going to be here for another year.
I think he's going to get a grace period. I do. Now we'll see if that remains to be true. But that, from what I'm hearing, Dumars likes Willie, thinks he's talented. Again, not going to be okay with the status quo. There will be changes. There will be new faces. And if Willie isn't okay with that, then I think he makes the change this year and not next year.
Jen, you know how you get fired in the NBA? Win a championship.
Yeah.
Four out of the last 5 head coaches that have won it. Hey, thank you for the championship, but we got to move on to another deal. So,
how about this situation in Denver?
Oh, goodness. and the even crazier one in Memphis. Memphis is really because you could tell there was some bad blood there.
There's a lot of egos at play. There are a lot of personalities in the mix, obviously. And like I said, I'll say it again, you are not a legitimate coach or executive in this league, in this professional sporting world, if you haven't been fired at some point.
That bum used to always say, you know, there's coaches that are hired, but there's always coaches that are fired. That's going to be on the resume somewhere along the line. Jen, swinging it real quickly, Saints-wise, you know, we see the situation with Derek Carr. I've done this now 40 years. So guys do all kind of stuff to get out of where they don't want to be. We see it sometimes in relationships. Guys, man, they come up with some real doozies to get.
Are you speaking from experience, Mike?
No. Come on now.
I think Mike's speaking from experience.
He's already blushing.
To add to your point, to get out of any situation, you come up with some goodies. My thing here is, I think you have a quarterback here, and Derek Carr does not want to be here. I think it is obvious he is doing everything he can to have this team release him. And in a manner similar to what happened in Las Vegas. Man, I hear people say about trading him. Oh, nobody's going to trade for him and then pick up the contract. They're going to want to do their own deal with him. And, you know, I look at this.
Especially with the shoulder injury.
Yeah. My thing after.
So many unknowns.
After June 1st, he's not going to be on this roster.
I'm with you, Mike. I can get on board with that one. And I wish it had worked out differently because, boy, the first two games of last season looked so promising, and then it just all crumbled apart. And I am curious how legitimate this injury is. If it is legitimate, how long-term? You know, he's not a young pup, right? So coming back from this type of thing could be more difficult than certainly years past for him.
Yeah, when you're young, you can come back from stuff a lot quicker than you get older. Man, do I know that. Now, I can tell you that. Almost as good as the relationship part on that deal. Jen, before we let you go, we ask everybody this. Give me kind of your look at what the Saints will do in round one.
I can't wait for this draft. I think there could be so much movement, so many trades. The phone lines are lighting up all across the NFL because, look, this is not a good quarterback draft, and that's what everybody's usually looking for, of course, right? Other than Cam Ward, I don't know that I'd take any of them in the first round. I think they'll go simply because there's no other option and teams are desperate. But in 3 years, I don't think you're going to see Jackson Dart or Shedeur Sanders as the guy, the franchise guy in any city. So that's a huge pick to spend on one. Obviously curious what the Saints will do in light of the Derek Carr situation. I really hope they address the trenches. I'd love to see like a Will Campbell type of thing, or maybe even tight end. I feel like there's more value in those candidates. Unfortunately, it's just not a good year for a quarterback. Next year, much better quarterback draft. So I hope they don't react from panic and spoil a top 10 pick.
I'm with you on Tyler Warren. I'm with you on the trenches. And Charlie owes me $500 because I told him that when I'm asked Jen this question, she is going to tell me Will Campbell from LSU.
Hey, you're not going to.
So thank you, Jen. Listen, we got to go spend it somewhere. I'll split it with you.
I'm right there with you,
Let's
Jen.
Let's go get
I love
some good
Will.
Wine.
Jen, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate your time. And for people who want to help out with Sideline Pass, you do a fantastic job with that and help the community in so, so many different ways. And we thank you for that. How can they do that online?
Oh, you're awesome, Mike. Thank you for always bringing it up. Go check out sidelinepass.org, educating the next generation of New Orleans female leaders. We'd love your help. We've got crawfish boils coming up and back to school before you know it.
Jen, I appreciate it. And as soon as I can get that $500 out of Charlie, we'll clip that wine business.
And then I want the full story on the relationships and what you got out of it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, but it wouldn't take me, Jen, it ain't going to be a 5-minute conversation. So
thanks for having me,
Thank
guys.
You, Jen.
Thanks,
I appreciate Jen. It. Jen Hale from Fox Sports covers the NBA and the NFL in Denver, covering the Denver Nuggets as we speak. We come back, it'll be our Bet 365 triple option feature.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, Steve Geller joins us for our Bet 365 triple option feature. Steven, you first.
Well, the buzz continues to be all around Derek Carr and what I guess he hasn't said, but and not appearing at the teams, you know, organized team activities that are going on right now. They're all voluntary, but instead of being around the team and trying to rehab this shoulder injury of his, he's making YouTube videos and reviewing Rolls Royces. My question, though, is if he really is trying to force his way out of town, whether it's trade, whether it's getting released, and I'm with you, Mike. I heard you say nobody's trading for this guy in this contract. So he wants his release. Which team is coming to sign Derek Carr? Is it going to be someone like, I don't know, Cleveland Browns? Is it going to be the Pittsburgh Steelers? It doesn't seem that there's very many options for Derek Carr out there. And I'd be careful what you wish for, because both those locations I mentioned as well, they're outside cold weather venues, not the comfy inside of a temperature-controlled Superdome. So, yeah, my whole thing right now is, what is Derek Carr's endgame here, and where does he think he's going to end up?
He must think, or his agent thinks, they've got a landing spot. Okay, you're not doing this without a game plan. That you've got a landing spot somewhere. Now, here's things that might cloud the waters. What's going to happen with Kirk Cousins?
Right.
I can't see Kirk going to training camp in Atlanta. I know he had the one-on-one with Arthur Blank and everything else, but that would see, if anybody's going to make a trade for somebody, I think it might be Cousins a lot more than it would be for Derek Carr.
I'd agree with you on that front.
It's a couple of hefty contracts, though, guys.
Right.
And we'll see what happens. Kirk would be a very expensive backup. I agree with you, Mike. He's not going to be in Atlanta by the time, you know, we're to training camp and all that good stuff. Guys, it's a terrible look with Derek Carr. And I'll get into my triple option thing in a second. But you see the Saints posting all these pictures and videos of their players doing workouts and lifting weights and getting, you know, kind of the team camaraderie early on in the offseason. And where's Derek Carr? He's doing a Rolls Royce review on YouTube with his brother. It's a bad look. You can slice it whichever way you want. I know there's reports that are coming out that are saying, you know, he wants out. He's trying to push his way out. And
I believe that.
Is this shoulder injury even legitimate? And we have people that always text in just like, when did this happen? You know, how did this happen? We don't know. And that's where it kind of questions the legitimacy of this injury.
I can tell you, I heard Mike Mayock say it today. Mike was in Las Vegas. He got fired along with certainly with John Gruden was there. But Mike Mayock made the comment that he had the AC joint injury there.
Right.
But it never got operated on. Why would you bring it up now? If you had it, why wouldn't you have this done in January?
It seems like a nice little fallback for him to lean on here and say, what, it's legit. It's not like I'm making this up. Whether it's season-ending surgery that's needed, I really don't know.
Yeah. So, to answer your question, Mayock sort of quelled that saying in 2020.
Multiple years ago.
Oh,
right.
Man. He had an AC joint injury with the Raiders. And, you know, Mike's got nothing to gain by saying that other than the fact he's just telling you the truth. But if you've had it for that long, why didn't you get it worked on?
Instead of reviewing Cars 2 on YouTube right now, why aren't you taking care of that?
Going to Paris, France.
Yeah, exactly.
Tough. Guys, I'm going with SEC baseball. Today, D1 released their field of 64 projection, basically at the midway point of conference play. They have 13 teams from the SEC making it in. Sounds a little bit like college hoops, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
7-1 seeds. They have Texas at number one, Arkansas at number two, Tennessee at number four, Georgia at five, Auburn at six, LSU at nine, and Ole Miss at 13, all regional hosts. They have three number two seeds, Vanderbilt, Oklahoma, and Alabama, and three number three seeds sneaking in, Kentucky, Mississippi State, and Texas A&M. And I was watching their stream kind of talking about it. They discussed the paths that some of those teams at the back end, like Kentucky, Mississippi State, and Texas A&M, really have to reach that basically 13, 14-ish win barrier to potentially break into the field of 64. But right now, as we speak, 13 SEC teams in the field of 64 for college baseball.
Jen brought it up when we had her on, Jen Hale, about trades. We've not had one trade involving a first-round pick. That is unprecedented. That has not happened in the modern draft world situation. We're going back to when the NFL and AFL merged their drafts back in 1967. I'm hearing a lot of teams would like to trade back. The problem is finding a dance partner. I think everybody wants to trade back and get maybe an extra second or a third or fourth round pick out of it. And I do agree with her. I think we will see some deals happen on draft night for a specific player. But I think there are a lot more teams that are looking to trade back than trade forward, because the meat of this draft is like from 18 to like 75. That's where I want to collect all my picks. But if everybody got the same idea, guess what? It ain't going to happen.
It goes back to what Daniel Jeremiah said, Mike, when he mentioned that talking to a bunch of GMs and league executives, that this draft specifically, it's not necessarily the superstar draft, but it's the starter draft. You're going to potentially pick up multiple studs in the first few rounds that are going to be, you know, day one plug and play guys for you. And not even just in round one, but early in round two into round three potentially as well. Like you mentioned, the top 75-ish players. So, yes, I can understand teams wanting to trade back like you had said, but yeah, it takes two to tango, so to speak.
Two to tango, and I think the trades will happen when a team falls in love with a player. Man, I got to get him. Okay, that's the worst thing in the world to happen. Man, again, it's almost like the relationship stuff Jen and I were talking about. But it is true. You fall in love with a player. Man, Mike Ditka fell in love with Ricky Williams.
Oh, boy.
Look what happened there.
Don't bring that up, please.
Oh, yeah. Well, I do know one thing. My uncle used to play golf with Mike, and he had told him 2 days earlier, book it up for early Sunday because I'll have no picks.
Oh, boy.
I was like, what? Uh-oh. Well, it's going to be a short one. It'll be a long day for us covering that draft back then. We'll be back after this Bet365 triple option feature. Finishing up here in hour number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870, I want to thank Jen Hale for joining us in the 5 o'clock hour and also for the guys on our Bet365 triple option feature. We'll be back with two more hours of Sports Talk right after this news break on the Big 870 WWL.